लाइट कैमरा
रोलिंग
एक्शन।
वेलकम टू माय पॉडकास्ट लेट्स टॉक अबाउट वर्टिकल्स, अ प्लेस वेयर सीक्रेट्स आर स्पिल्ड, स्टोरीज अनफोल्ड एंड द मिस्टीरियस वर्ल्ड ऑफ वर्टिकल्स इज रिवील्ड इन ऑल इट्स ग्लोरी। Behind the scenes? Oh yes. Exclusive insights? Absolutely. Eccentric characters? You bet. So, pull up a chair, pour yourself something suspiciously strong, and prepare for a conversation you didn't know you needed. So, welcome to the podcast Let's Talk About Verticals. And now, let's talk. Hello and welcome to my podcast, Let's Talk About Verticals. It's the first monthly recap in 2026, and I think we have a lot to talk because the vertical year, in my opinion, didn't start really well. I had a lot of disappointments in this month, and as I heard, also the other ladies were craving for some good verticals. And the monthly recap we are talking now about is, as usual, about what was the best vertical of the month, who was the best actor, actress of the month, side role, and also what was the crap of the month. So I say hello and welcome back to my ladies. I say hello to Dahlia from Vertical Films Lover, to Shika from Vertical View Weekly, to Caitlin from Verticate, and to Aline from I Love Verticals. Hello, ladies. Welcome in the vertical year 2026. How was your start in this vertical year?
So far, so good. Traveling too much.
So but you had a lot of time to watch? Yeah. Yeah, okay. So the Christmas verticals are done, but I saw a few released in January.
Yeah, even late January, like, yes. I mean, maybe beginning of January, I might understand, but I've seen some, like, mid-month, I was like, come on, what did you go wrong? Like,
yes, something what happened? Yeah.
Yeah.
So how was your start, Dahlia, to the vertical year 2026?
Well, I started, Aline will make fun of me because she's probably completely opposite to me. But I did watch my fair share of verticals. With about 18 travel days, I actually saw 64 verticals.
Only 64?
Only 64. But I do have to tell you that not a lot of them were fantastic.
Yeah.
I did not have a lot of great ones.
Did you have not finished verticals?
I have three that I did not finish, and you know that for me is a pretty big deal.
Yeah, I'm asking that because you and Caitlin are normally the sure to watch till the end audience. So three not finishing is a lot in your case. Yeah. So Caitlin, did you have also a not finished vertical this month?
First ever. I don't keep track of, well, I hadn't in 2025. I hadn't keep track of how many verticals I've ever watched, but I'm pretty sure based on my average per day, I've watched over 1,000 verticals, you know, total in my life.
Yes.
And this is the very first one ever I have not finished, for moral reasons, I guess we'll put it.
Yeah.
It was, My Slumdog Millionaire Husband on NetShort. And I was so excited because they had such a stellar cast. You know, you had Anna DeRusso, Charlie Wood, Michael. Like, you had an amazing cast of people who have proven their talent, that they can, you know, really bring in not only numbers, but a quality to the verticals. And yet they wasted them. And it was just after the paywall, of course. I think it was like episode 7 or 8. All of a sudden it goes into a banquet humiliation type scene or whatever. And I can do those. And I don't mind it. So it went on for 16 episodes, this banquet humiliation style, which is pretty significant. But I would have been able to tolerate that because I've watched verticals that have been pretty much entirely Banquet Humiliation ones. They're not my favorite, but I'll watch them anyways, especially if the cast is good.
It was so bad, it prompted a write-up. That for people
It
that know
did.
Caitlin, it prompted a write-up. Like she went all out.
I did because I was so disturbed at, where I'm used to, like, so I'm like unlike other people in the fact that slapping is not a huge bother to me. I mean, do I wish, that it was well placed and meaningful as opposed to just a whole bunch of slapping? Sure. I'm not bothered by that. I'm not bothered by a lot of other things. We've seen, people whack things over people's heads or whatever. That's fine. But when you start crossing what I would consider unforgivable lines, which I targeted in my post, such as using HIV as a weapon or harming or killing animals in such a violent and graphic way, that in my opinion, crosses that unforgivable line. And this vertical did those two things within two episodes of this Banquet Humiliation, and then proceeded to go on and keep elevating it and cramming in that 16 episode banquet style thing. You had the HIV being used as a weapon. You had a very violent killing of a dog to where even my animals, my two dogs that were next to me, were upset because of the sounds. Then you had, elder abuse, just completely beating up on the grandmother. You had, the female
And it was
lead
like
being
leg
abused.
breaking. It was like leg breaking. Like it wasn't just, oh, I'm gonna break a
Tom's hit
bottle
her
on
over
her
the, she
head.
was one
It
of the
was
ones that
like,
got hit
here's
over the
her leg, I'm
head.
gonna step on her leg and break it. Like it
Right.
was not just beat up.
Right, exactly. And she got hit over the head with a bottle. And then at one point they tried to burn the female lead alive, like it just, and this is again all in 16 minutes. So even if the episodes are like 2 minutes longer or whatever, you're talking less than half an hour, you just marathoning all these completely horrible things, not just arguing about something and shoving someone. We're talking like all the possible
Vicious.
shock values and then some crammed in this short period of time in the beginning of the vertical. I mean, I didn't even make it. It was a 64 episode vertical. I got to episode maybe 21 or 22 before I was like, I can't
And
anymore.
then she
I
called
just, I
me.
can't. I did. I called
When
her
you
and I was
spoke
like, I
last
can't.
one about nudity in a phone call. So this month it was talking about a shit vertical and not about the new.
Well, it
Okay.
just, I was so blown away because, like I said, I'm a diehard believer that every vertical deserves to be seen all the way through, not just for the hard work that the creatives put in it, but you don't know, you can't say it's a bad vertical if you only watch a little snippet of it, in my opinion. And that's something I've always stood by. So I've always, even if it's just, the horrible ones, I've pushed through them. This is the first ever, and I was shocked that there was one that could break my rule. So that's why I called Dahlia. I was like, "You're never gonna believe this, So
To be
that was.
honest, I didn't even start watching it after your review, and after I saw that so many were so shocked about this one, I didn't even start it because I thought, okay, if you are so upset and if you said that's a totally no-go, I can totally trust you that I won't like it. I'm
I
sure.
think
Yeah, so I.
it went way past shock value. This was high level of violence. This was not shock value
Yes.
anymore.
Did you saw it,
Correct.
Shika?
I started it and I stopped it. I couldn't go further.
Okay, so
That
Aline, did you
anticipation
watch
was
it?
killing me. I didn't want to
I
go
didn't
through
even
that.
start it.
Okay,
Like
So
this one, like
I just
after
wanted
watched
just
it,
just
did you
one
watch it till
comment
the
about
end?
it. Just one comment about it. Based on her write-up that I posted on my site, a screenwriter saw it and they contacted me. And it's a
Okay.
screenwriter that does translations from Eastern scripts to Western scripts. So it's someone that speaks to the Chinese culture.
Yeah.
And he asked me questions about it. He does not work for NetShort. He works for another platform that I'm not going to mention. But he actually asked me questions about it and said, what about it? And he went out, and I think he probably went out and bought it and watched it. because he wanted to see what about it. You know what I mean? He said,
Yeah,
ask,
yeah.
you know, explain the scenes to me, because I did go and watch just beyond that humiliation scene, because I wanted to know a little bit more about it, especially if I was going to be posting about it. You know, Caitlin and I had spoken about it, and I wanted to support everything that she had written. So I did watch part of it, and when I spoke to him, I was very graphic when I told him exactly what happened scene per scene. And he was like, wow, okay. I was like, and me who has a high tolerance, I can handle maybe one of those. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Probably not the fluffy pillow that they drenched in red paint to depict the dog, but you know what I mean? Like, the American culture is not used to one of those, let alone three of those. There is a point that it's too much, you know,
Yeah.
but based on her write-up, it even reached, you know, a screenwriter reached out to me.
Yeah,
So
so that post
our conversations and our posts do get out there. So that's why I
yeah,
love having
that's
these
good.
not only conversations, but recaps and our reviews. You know, we may think that it doesn't make a difference, but it absolutely does.
Yeah, so
Yeah,
three
so
of
the
us
whole
watched it and no one did finished it, right? Huh.
no. No. And actually the post I made about it had currently has over 4,100 views, so over 4,000 views. I had well over like 60 different shares and messages. I also received a lot of messages in my inbox saying, thank you so much. I was going to watch this and now I won't because I can't stand that sort of thing. And, or I did have a couple people say, hey, thank you for letting me know because I went through this X, Y, and Z experience in my life and that. Seeing that in a vertical would have been triggering for me. So I was very happy to hear that it kind of helped somebody else, a couple of people, maintain their mental well-being too, because I don't think that some of these script writers or translators or whoever's putting these very graphic scenes in are really considering that, you know, if you want a big audience, you have to be conscious about the balance between shock value and your audience's how they're going to receive it mentally, because each audience member is going to come from their own experience as far as what they've been through, what their triggers are, that sort of thing, and you kind of have to find that happy medium. Whereas this one, I think, just kind of threw that away and had blatant disregard for, you know, the audience and what they might feel about it. Like it just the shocks, like the like Sheikah said, shocks one thing, but this was something totally different. But I just was incredibly shocked on how well received my very critical post was, and everybody just appreciative that they now had a heads up.
Yeah, no, I didn't start it because of your review. I thought, okay, no. I spare this time. No, simply no. So I assume that's your crap of the month also.
Oh yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. Yep. No other vertical was crappier than
Okay. Shall we start with the crap verticals or first talk about the nice and good things?
We should finish by the nice
I think
ones,
we are in
maybe
this
start with
flow,
the
so we
crap.
should con yes.
So we should continue with the crap.
Yep.
Okay, Shika, what was your crap of the month?
I have physically hurt myself to say this, but it was one with Nick Puya. I'll tell you which one. Yeah, this rose comes with thorns. And I have not seen one bad vertical
I
Nick
agree.
Puya. So, and he was in the beginning, I felt that it is going to go so well. He is in this, you know, action role and something. But again, the banquet humiliation kind of thing started. Then it went to extreme levels of violence. They were hitting Trinity Johnston and then they were cutting her face. I don't know what they were doing. And why did Nick Puya play such a doofus kind of role that he couldn't understand who is the real girl? So props to Trinity for doing both the roles. She did a double role for the
in this vertical, but I don't understand why do they kind of make these kind of stories anymore. Nobody wants to watch it. Who the hell in his right mind will start a vertical like this and say, "Wow, this was awesome. I will watch it till the end." And to do what? What is the purpose of this? I just don't understand. It is not giving anybody joy. It is not giving anybody entertainment anymore. It is no shock, nothing. It is pure torture, pure torture. And why did Nick continue this? I feel that he is one kind of person who could have just left the set, but I don't know his conditions, but I could have just said, I can't do this anymore. What were they doing while making? They don't understand. Many times I think, while making like the Anna de Russo one also, while creating that, while going through that entire torture, violence, and high sensitive environment, don't they give the feedback to the producers that this is not going to happen, or it's not going to be perceived well, or nobody's going to like it? We don't like playing it. I just don't understand. So it was
I
crap
agree.
into two for me.
But
I agree.
about thing that actor and actresses speak up, I can tell you an example. I don't tell you the name who it was. I was told this month one actor was booked for a vertical, but he communicated directly that the title is not so fine because it sounded kind of porn and stuff like that. And they said, yeah, okay, yeah, maybe we will change the title. And I think one day before the fitting, he got booked out of the vertical because they were not willing to change the title in it. So he was booked out of the vertical.
Bureaucratic
Because,
nonsense.
yeah, because he said, I don't agree with this title you changed it into. It sounds like a porn and stuff like that. That's not functioning for me in that way. And then he was booked out of the vertical. And
Too bad.
I
Think
honestly, the title thing is something like we always laugh between us about the crazy and stupid title, but like when you see it from the actor's perspective, like it's their job. For us, it's just a hobby. We watch it and that's it. It doesn't really impact our lives. For them, it could make a huge difference because most of them would like also to go on bigger screen or do bigger stuff, which I totally understand. But how? Like when you have your resume and say,
Yeah,
yeah, so I'm an actor for
exactly.
like 5 years, I've been doing vertical, so my main role is wrong sperm, right love. That's the best I did so far. Or my gynecologist is my superhero, whatever shit could be. I'm like, come on, like for them, it put their image into something so wrong. And I mean, it's stupid anyway. The story, the content itself, when the content is good, you don't need a stupid title. And we have
Yes.
a huge list of example of super tight title, super simple that worked, and the story is
Yes.
amazing. And usually the one with the craziest title are the shitty ones. Like they, if you need a shitty title to attract people to click on your content, it might mean that your content is not good enough. If you have a great story, you don't need that. And we have so many examples of great stories with perfect title, simple, straight to the point, that's it. But again, it's unfair, especially when they change it, because sometimes the working title is like simple, good, and then it been released with a crazy title. And again, how do you want to put this on your resume, on your IMDb, and be proud of your work when you have such a shitty title? This is so not fair for them.
So what's the title of your crap of the month, Aline? Also a shitty title?
No, okay. I think people will hate me for this month because it's not, first of all, before
Explanation before you say it, just spill it.
it's not crap of the month. It's just I think I've had too much expectation and I've been disappointed by it.
Okay.
So it's not crap. It's just it's not for me, and I thought it would be for me, but it's not. And it's my unpopular opinion. No one will agree with me, but it's Forgive Me, Father. I didn't like it at all.
Dahlia is really
Yeah,
shocked. Do you see that?
I
Dahlia,
know. I
breathe,
know.
breathe.
Breathe, I know.
breathe.
That's why I said it's gonna be unpopular opinion. I know it. Because again, like Davia knows how much I love Tyler. And she knows how much I watch everything and I love everything he's in. And I couldn't love this one. And I love Cayman and Tess is amazing also. But I just honestly, there's too many things that bother me for this one. But again, I think that's kind of I expected too much of it. Also, Megan talked to us. It was amazing and everything. So I was so hyped by it. I was like, I'm gonna love it. I started and I was like, oh, okay. No, not. And the more it was on, I was like, oh my God, why did I watch this? And it's just, again, it's clearly just not my style of vertical. If you know what I love the cute and stuff. It's not the same kind of thing that I really enjoy usually. So it kind of makes sense that it's not one I like, but I really tried and maybe I will retry. Also, this month was a bit complicated and I'm so sad Lisa is not here because she would understand me on this one. But like the first, I watched only 21 vertical this month, which is really not good. And it was only like the first week. After that, I watched only two. Like the past 3 weeks, I watched not three because I watched one yesterday, but it's like it was very difficult because I had 1 week of holiday and I was like, oh, I'm gonna watch so many stuff, I'm gonna do so much content, and it ended up the opposite completely. Like, I made the wrong decision to watch Heated Rivalry. I think I shouldn't have done that because it ruined every vertical after that. Like, this story was so good and it's nothing to do with vertical, even though it's vertical coded, so it could have been a vertical actually. But regardless, it was so good and I loved it so much. I tried to watch vertical after that and I was like, oh, yeah, no, the quality is not good. It's, and also the story is always the same. Like we've said it many times, but having always the same story at some point, you're just annoyed. And that's why I started a lot. I don't count them as DNFs because I just watched one or two episodes and I knew that it would not be what I want to watch. So I don't count that as DNF. It's just I start and usually my DNFs are like I watch half, at least half of the stuff and I stop because really I cannot finish it.
Yeah.
But when I just start and I say, oh yeah, it's just not for me, it's not really a DNF.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just,
yeah,
it doesn't count for me. So I have only three DNFs this month, so that's not that bad. But it's just, yeah, I don't know, this month was really weird, and now I have a group chat with some other vertical lover that love Heated Rivalry, and we are all saying the same.
I had so many people mention Heated Rivalry to me in the last
week. Yeah, and
week.
It totally ruined vertical for many of us. Like, but it's crazy, like, I don't know why, like, I haven't been that obsessed with any film, movie, books, whatever, in such a long time. I never cried that much, I think, ever on watching a movie or a series, like, ever in my life. And it's just that now going back to vertical after that, you're like, yeah, well, I know it's different and it's not supposed to be the same, but it's just, you know, like, when your mind is somewhere, it's hard to go back. So I just, maybe I need, like, a little break somehow. So that's why I just watch really a few stuff. The good thing is I ended up the month yesterday with the review I posted this morning, Every Sunday Run to You, which is a great
I
one.
Oh,
so cute!
That's
so
my chemistry
honestly,
of the month, to be honest.
Me too.
I
me
love
too. And
them
I was like,
both.
Honestly, I'm so happy that I finished the month with this one because at least I'm like, okay, I watch very good ones at the beginning of the month, but after for 3 weeks, it was all crappy to me. So ended up with this one, I was like, okay,
you are
my
back
faith
in,
is getting a little bit better, yeah.
you feel cozy with verticals again.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's getting there. I'm getting
okay,
there.
That's good. Dahlia, what was your crap of the month?
Well, besides my Slumdog, I really did not like or care for the run into the CEO's secret playroom by Nevin Tomic.
Oh, yeah.
Again.
Yeah, you know, he's been very typecast into the BDSM thing, and I think I've reached my limit with him on that. I really believe I've hit my limit with him on that. He plays the role well. He plays the age gap role well. I you know, I understand that he has that look, that physique, that, you know, he plays the Daddy,
Dom.
well, but I'm over it. I'm over it. Like he needs a new role. He needs a new shtick. He needs
New
to come back to the
characters.
States.
Yeah.
He needs a revamping. I'm pretty done with him being a BDSM daddy. I'm it.
How that sound.
I don't even want to click on it anymore.
Yeah.
As handsome as he is, and as much as, I like watching him act, I'm over it.
Yeah. That makes sense, yeah. I didn't like the one I thought you were him on Drama Box. I told Dahlia before in a message. For me, that was not really a psychological thriller, as it was declared also from the director. I watched it because the director asked me if I will give him my open, honest opinion, and my open, honest opinion to him was, sorry, I didn't finish it, because for me, I didn't get really, I understand what it have should been with this kind of humiliation and manipulation in psychological way, but for me, a thriller needs, how can I say, the tension that it isn't present only in a brief moments, but sustained through the entire narrative. And in that one, for me, it was simply from the first episode till nearly the last one, a humiliation and manipulation of the female lead, completely ongoing all the episodes. There was no, in a psychological thriller, I'm expecting a bit interplay between the suspense and relief and stuff like that, that it's so kind of balanced in a way. But in that way, for me, I was shocked how that they humiliate the female lead and manipulate her ongoing. I ended, I think, at 20, episode 21, and then I skipped to the, I think it was the last or the last three episodes to see if it gets better to the end, but I skipped and there was still the same humiliation against the female lead, and then I turned it off. I couldn't watch it till the end. It was no, that was a bit too much for me.
She did get her arc finished. She did finish her arc, but I get what you mean. I get what you mean. It
It
was
was.
psychological because they were trying to specifically target her for her power, as a mafia sister. But I understand what you mean.
Yeah,
So
it was
this
psychological, but it was not a thriller.
It was a thriller in the sense that the no, it was more manipulation and
More
psychological than
manipulation,
thriller.
yes.
Yeah, so that was for me a vertical I couldn't finish because it was really for me exhausting to watch this strict ongoing
That's where
humiliation.
you have to have a little bit more of a high tolerance for the banquet scenes because it was a little rough to watch, and even Rebecca Tarabaccia, she played her bodyguard,
Bodyguard.
and you could see her being frustrated with, her charge. And she was like, "You're not gonna fight back." And she was like, "But it's Silas, and it was a guy who did a surgery to look like him. You know what I mean? But in her brain, that was him. So it really was one of those like manipulations that she, in her brain, that was the guy who had died. So it was in a sense she was being brainwashed by the guy because he did it specifically to take everything that was hers as the Mafia Don's sister. And even Mark Valeriano as the Don was, he's like, I'm gonna disinherit her because I'm gonna lose everything. If it's up to her, he'll give her, she'll give him everything. So it was well done with what they wanted to show, but it was a little bit heavy on the
Yeah, and the thing is, it was declared as a mafia one, And for me, they only needed the mafia declaration that they can say at the last episode it's okay to shoot them. So, of a mafia one, I kind of expect other, I don't know,
Make him an
other
offer he
things.
can't refuse.
Yeah. Stop. You know, there was nothing really mafia-like in it, in the
Well, you know, they
storyline.
really use mafia as a very generic term when they could use gang or they could use, I mean, they really could use anything. They don't have to use mafia. They need to use a new term, really.
So that was my crap of the month. Okay,
Understandable.
are we done with the shit? Can we go to the good parts now? Or does anyone have mentioned something else shitty in the January?
Enough of shit.
You say there was plenty of them this year or
Yeah,
this month.
January,
Plenty of
I had the
average. There was plenty of
quality
average.
was less this month in the verticals. There dropped a lot of shows, but the quality was less. And it didn't even depend on the platform. Sometimes, you know, you see, okay, for example, Rishad dropped so many shows, you half of them are only good, but I had the feeling in this month it wasn't any specific platform who dropped shit. It was all around about where the
Yeah, and
shit.
even some platform that used to avoid some stuff did bad stuff. I'm mentioning Viglu here, with the XL shitty story that they released. Like, they used to avoid that kind of shit. That's why I loved Viglu so much. But, like, when they released this, I was like, oh, come on, not you. Like, come on, like, for real. Like, I'm trying to find better platform, and I try to promote Viglu, and I'm like, oh, shit, now they released that kind of shit. Okay, bye. Like, no way.
Maybe it's just for once and they will regret it now that they
But
did it.
honestly, if you check like the comment on when they announced the release of this one, the comment has all negative. Everything is negative. Even some actors, not on this series, but actors in the industry, comment or like comment saying that this is bullshit and Viglu should not do that. So it's not
Which
just
one was that?
The name is
Christine, it was
XL
Christine
something.
Havens did it, right?
I don't know if she's in this one. She did
I think
too, but I'm not. Wait.
she said that she was actually pretty proud of it.
Oh, I found it. The XXL Diva Queen's Revenge.
Yeah, it has
Yeah,
XL
okay.
in it, obviously, but
I didn't watch it.
yeah. Honestly,
I didn't
I
either.
like. You just watch the trailer, you like if you've seen one of them, it's the same like all the other shitty like that. And it's just again like now like a lot of us commented that we were disappointing in Viglu for doing that kind of story because it's unexpected from them. And again, like it's not just fans, it's also actors that said exactly the same thing and liking all the comments saying that this is not what we want to see. And I remember some actors saying that they refused a lot of those, like they were offered a lot of that kind of story and they were like, no way, like this is not what we want to do, this is not what fans want to watch. We have seen less of those lately, but of course, we start the year with a new one on a new out.
Yeah,
Annoying.
but you know, as I said, maybe they want to try it. Now they get the answers and the feedback for trying it. If they learn out of the feedback, I'm fine with that. You know what I mean? But if they ignore the feedback and keep on going, starting
Yeah.
showing this type of storylines, then it's kind of difficult.
Yeah, but even like this kind of storyline started like a few months ago. It's not something new in the space. And a lot of people already voiced against it for other platforms. So it's not like they are trying something that might work. They know that already people complained about it and they still did it. So to me, it's just if they have started this one month ago, maybe I would agree with you, but in this case, I'm like, okay, like you've seen so many other doing it, and you've seen many people complain, and probably a lot of actors refuse to be on this one for you. Like, just think before doing some stuff. And Viglu lately, they didn't release that many stuff. It's true,
No, they
so
didn't.
maybe they needed to release more stuff. Okay, but I don't know, like it's not a good way to start here, and
We will keep an eye on it.
I'm watching you, Viglu.
I think January was
Which
pretty
leads me to a
yo-yo.
question. Which leads me to a question. On channels like a Viglu or even like a Flex TV or Snack Short, that they have a fairly reasonable annual subscription, but I noticed that their releases have gotten to almost nothing. Because Viglu, I mean, when was the last release they had? Are they still actively producing? Is the question that I would say
Wait, who told
to
me
Viglu.
lately that he's shooting for Wicklow? In one of the recordings I did lately, someone told me that.
But I mean, are they going to start releasing, one every 6 weeks, or
Yeah.
when you have
Yeah,
some
it's
that
getting
release
less, yeah.
obviously 3 or 4 a week, but Viglu used to be pretty good about releasing,
It was once a week minimum. Like for a
Every
long time, it
Thursday.
was
Once
once
every
a
2
week, every
weeks, so you
Thursday.
would
Get
know that the
marketing like
subscription was at
Viglu
least worth it.
Thursdays.
You know what I
Yeah.
mean? Now Viglu, obviously, we all have annual subscriptions, I assume, but
For
you
10 bucks,
buy an
so
annual
that doesn't
subscription and all
hurt
of a sudden you're like, whoa, I have an annual,
me.
what's going on?
No, but I think also like I see that a little bit like Short Max, like last year, beginning of 2025, they released a lot. Like 2024, beginning of 2025, they released a lot. Then the second half of 2025, there were almost no release at all. Like they were not releasing anything anymore. That's why when my subscription stopped, I didn't renew because I was like, there's
And now
only
all of a sudden
releasing
they have
Chinese.
maybe one a month.
Like lately I've seen so many from Short Max and new ones, and I was like, what?
Now they're
Like
ramping up again because they want you to buy the annual again.
yeah, but I'm not gonna be tricked. This time I will not take
Right.
a yearly for this, because if it's this, I will not pay a full yearly for like 2 weeks. So now, except also because the Apple Tab stuff, like you can have super cheap one for weekly on Short Max, so I will just do that once in a while. But it's so weird because yeah, you want to support the platform, you take a yearly when you see that they release a lot, and at some point they stop releasing, and you're like, especially again, Viglu used to release weekly, like it was once a week. You have every Thursday, like again, Candy Jar does every Friday. Like we had like, okay, we know that day we have a release. Then they stopped. Maybe they will start it again, but it's like it's difficult from a viewer point of view to see, okay, does it worth it or not? At that point, it only worth it because like Michela said, it's $10 a yearly, so I don't care. Like honestly, it's less expensive than most weekly anyway, so I'm fine with it. But if it was more expensive than that, it would not worth it.
Absolutely not. Okay, so now we are going to the nice ones. We spoke about every Sunday run to you. For me, as I said, it was the chemistry of the month. I really like this one from Noah Fonlay, and but I, to be honest, I didn't know the female one before from a vertical.
She seems
So
new.
Sheena Varoni. Did I spell it correctly? I don't know. I was totally, let's say, addicted to watching this when I started because I liked really the chemistry, the whole vertical. And I saw a lot with Noah Fronley, but I haven't seen him in such a caring and loving role, to be honest. For me, he was very surprisingly, and in combination with Jenna Varoni, I really loved watching this. As you said, Elaine, it was a really nice one to close January in watching
It really
verticals.
reminded me, like it gave me vibe of early 2024 vertical,
Exactly.
like before all the
Yes.
ultra violence, because of course you have a little bit of violence, but we have that before. But like we don't have liters of blood every two scenes, like
And
we
not so
used to
many
see lately.
slaps.
Yeah, and
It
even like,
reminded me of Double Life of My Billionaire Husband. It
yes,
was not the same
exactly.
story, but the vibe was exactly
Yeah,
the same.
true,
exactly. That's
true.
really why I
And
loved
Molly,
it so
yeah.
much. Because I was like, okay, even like the drama queen, usually the villain lately, they were not just delusional, they were psychopaths,
Yes.
super dangerous.
Yeah.
This one is like, okay, she's
Brat. She was a
delusional,
brat.
but yeah, she's just delusional and stupid, but she's not mean and she's not dangerous whatsoever. So I was like, finally we get back to something that we used to
Yes.
love, meaning early 2024. And I was like, ah, thank you. And
It
I
was there is
agree.
you know I what I what I told my friend I we were watching together on the iPad. So I told her this is the beauty of simplicity. You could just keep things like
Yeah.
that and we'll be very happy.
Yeah. I love this chemistry. When I saw a few ads and I was so, huh. Okay, next ad. Yeah, okay. That maybe can be a good
No,
one.
the ad is
I
terrible.
don't
Like
know. There was something about it from the ads itself that everybody felt that it's going to be a good one. Anybody
Yeah.
who has watched it no,
Except, did
has
anyone
reached out
see
to
where
me.
he's did anyone see the ad where it said that he
It's
needed to have
terrible.
sex 99 times a day or something like
Yeah,
that?
what, what?
Yeah,
No,
I've
I've
seen it
not
in
seen that
English and I've
ad.
seen it in French. Like in French, they
I've
did the
not seen
same.
that
Like
ad.
he needs to masturbate 99 times a day to be good or whatever. And
I've not seen
I mean, this is
an
the
ad
terrible
for
thing.
this vertical where he said
Yes.
that.
Yes, and you see
Maybe
him
it's
in the
blocked in
shower
my
while
region.
they're saying this. It's completely ridiculous. It has no meaning and it ruins the whole stuff. Like the ad is terrible, but the vertical is great. So stop it.
It's
No,
blocked
I
in my
haven't saw
region
this
because
ad.
I haven't seen it.
Me too. I only saw the really nice scenes in the
Yeah,
ads,
me
and
too.
I
Maybe
was
I
so,
saw the French
oh
ad.
yeah.
Maybe I saw the French. I've seen it in
Maybe.
French and in English, and
they really do like the voiceover, the AI voiceover is the same English and French, and in French is really badly translated, so it's even worse when you listen to
Transliteration.
it. But I was like, what the hell? Because I already watched it when I saw the ad after watching the vertical, and I was like, what? But otherwise I might not have watched it. And I was
Same,
like, what the hell is
same.
this? Like
I
it
watched it and I
completely
said there's
ruins
no
the
way Noah would sign up for that, so I watched it anyway.
Yeah, and honestly, this is
But
crazy
did he
because
say it in the vertical?
No, the ad
it has
didn't. The
no
voiceover in the
meaning.
ad didn't.
I did notice a couple of times when they were like not ready. You know what I mean? Like when they were in
Yes,
bed,
yes.
he got up and went to the shower. Did you notice
Yes,
that?
yes.
There were a couple of times that he like went to the shower. So I wonder if that was originally going to be part of it, that he had issues, that he but and then they took it out. You never
Yeah, but
know.
Good that
Ninety-nine
they took it
times a
out.
day, come on.
No. I'm sure it wasn't that, but it might have been something like part of his condition or
Rabbits.
something, because they kept mentioning the days of the week. Notice like it was Sunday, and then she said,
Yeah.
"The day is Sunday with
Yeah.
you." Well, when it went to the days of the week, all of a sudden it was like, okay, because Sunday we do it. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
So
okay,
I
it didn't
think
make sense.
it might have been part of the original storyline
And
that,
they changed
you know,
it.
he needed to do something every day. And okay, they
Maybe
decided
it's
that
good
Sunday
that
was the
they
day they would do something.
possibly change it because in that way it was shown. I really love this vertical and especially the chemistry. What was your
But I think
chemistry?
maybe the original storyline had something to do with that. If I if
Yeah,
I'm if I'm
makes sense.
interpreting the
Yes,
ad that I saw and
completely.
how I you know how they mentioned the days of the week and how you know they did those two scenes where he had to get up and go to the you know shower,
Yeah.
maybe the original storyline had
But that's a
something to
great
do with a
solution. You know what I
condition.
mean? But that's a great solution. Only to no, only showing that he's taking a shower and not talking it to
Yes.
death or in a shitty way. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that might have been
So,
his condition for doing the vertical.
yeah. Maybe.
But he does
So,
have that power.
other chemistry of the month, ladies.
Should I go?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Shika.
Yeah, so it is Travis and Emily in Not Your Daughter Tonight, which got changed to The Night I Stopped Calling You Uncle. And after the title change, they even changed the dubbing of father or dad or anything to uncle. And it was pathetic after that. They cut down a few episodes. So I would suggest you would watch it prior to that. But anyway, the chemistry is electrifying. I mean, I just want to see them together again. They are so good together and they depict their emotions so well. And yeah, it is a forbidden love story where he's her guardian and she falls in love with him. He's also in love with her, but he tries to push her away. And he's a doofus in the end. But Abigail also did a good job telling him straight. But their chemistry is out of the world. I'm honestly very, very impressed because they are the two different age groups. And for them to come together and show that sexual tension, that earnest love without even going, you know, too far, So it was very good for me. I even liked the movie. I liked the vertical, but not, I mean, it was not my favorite, but Emily and Travis just blew my mind. I'm just so happy to see them together again. I mean, they have done three together. One is still yet to release, so I'm excited for that.
So, Dahlia, what was your chemistry of the month?
If anyone read my review, they know how important this movie was to me. It was the fraternity.
Yeah, that was a great one. It
First of
was
all,
on Candy Jar.
my first boyfriend ever wore number 13 playing baseball. Oh.
So let's say it for the audience. It was on Candy Jar with Mark
On
Vega
Candy Jar,
and.
it was Mark Vega and Victoria Andrunic. And it was a great cast because it also had Augustine de Beaumont, it had Travis Long, it had DeAndre
They
Pullen.
were my side roles of the month, these Fred brothers in combination in this vertical. They were my side role of the month because I really, really loved how they act. It was three actors, but I liked really this combination, yeah. The
They, I mean,
verticals.
really, the push and pull, the teasing, Mark Vega does flustered very well. He does the "what are you doing to me" type thing, and then kind of the giving in, and he doesn't know how to push away without looking like he's regretting every single second of it. You know what I mean? Like he really he knows how to encompass that character. That persona so well, and that movie just did things. It was
What I
awesome.
really liked on this vertical, no billionaire. No, nothing of this classic storyline shit trope of a vertical.
And
And
I know that
it.
Candy Jar is doing a lot of young adult,
Yeah.
and people can get a little bit sick of the young adult thing,
But that one was great. That
but
was
the
really
young adult, let me tell you what it does is that it is a lot of feel good stuff. And that is kind of why a lot of us signed up for verticals. It's the same reason why a lot of us got hooked on that Sweet Valley High, why we get hooked on the Jackie Collins novels, why we get hooked on Danielle Steele. It's because the historical romances, it makes us escape. It takes us to a world that we're not in. Historical romances teach us, about this otherworldly love that we understand we're not going to have it because we're not going to have the hot guy who chops wood outside of our house in,
Yeah.
1700s England. And it's probably a gross time because we don't have outhouses and we don't have corsets and shit. You know what I mean? But that's why the escape is so fun. You
Yeah.
know what I mean? And yes, it was a violent time and it was a whatever, but it was an escape. It wasn't, now someone walking outside of their house and, getting the shit beat out of them. It's so I think that that's where verticals now is you try to add realism to it, and it's made us almost look at it from a very realistic point of view, where Candy Jar takes that young adult approach where it's very Sweet Valley High romance, very, very bubbly romance and cutesy, like I know that Aline loves.
The cozy.
Rom-com, Noah's known for rom-coms. Mark Vega does the rom-com well. It really is the escapism is what we're known for. What verticals were originally known for.
Absolutely.
Caitlin, what's your chemistry of the month?
Gosh, I had quite a few that I thought the chemistry worked really well and was really well portrayed, even if the vertical wasn't my favorite. The chemistry, I think, was the hardest category for me to pick this year. But I'm gonna kind of lean into a couple different ones because, like I said, I couldn't pick this year. I was surprised with the chemistry between, I'm trying to find his name. Caitlin Peluso did a new one, and what I really loved it about it is it was a fresh story. It's on Dramabox. It's called "Rescued by the Rugged Mountain Man," and it
Cool,
is
I haven't seen
Caitlin.
this one. It's on
It
Drama
is
Box, you said?
on Dropbox. So Caitlin Pluzo and Tyler Harlow, which I had never seen him before. And it was, I think, surprising to me because, first of all, like I said, I've never seen Tyler before. I know Caitlin Pluzo's got the acting chops. She does really well with a lot of different male leads. But this one was just, again, one of those nice, adorable stories that you just kind of fell in love with the romance that kind of went on. But it was different in the fact that the vibe was different. I mean, technically, yes, he's a secret billionaire, but that's not the whole center point of the story. And it felt more real. And Tyler is not one of the typical male leads in the fact that he's not like gym rat buff. He's a, in a good way, he's a very average sort of mountain man husky look to him, which to me made it feel more real. But when they got together and they had chemistry, they had great chemistry. It was one that really surprised me. I didn't really know what to expect, but that one was definitely, I think, the most surprising. Other ones that were in my top five were, or top three, I should say, were Felix and Kayla in Taming the Mad King. I absolutely fell in love with that one. And both of those powerhouses just had great chemistry, played off each other well. And then, of course, Ted, Tess and Ben in High School Diary. Those were probably my top three for chemistry of the month.
Can you say where this High School Diary, which platform that is, and the
Yeah,
other
so
one with
Taming.
Felix?
Yeah, so Taming the Mad King with Kayla and Felix is on Love Shots, which I can tell you, I know Love Shots doesn't have a lot of their own original content, but that one I do feel is worth the $20 weekly subscription or whatever if that's the only one you watch. High School Diary with Tess and Ben Armstrong is on Drama Pops, another one that's well worth it. So.
It's a Drama Pops one. Sorry, we never get disappointed by a Drama Pops one, right?
Well, and
Yep.
Drama Pops is my app of the month this time because they didn't put out a ton
Same here.
comparatively to other apps, but what they did put out was all top tier stuff, in my opinion.
I think this month was very yo-yo. I mean, for one, Love and Oblivion, you had 10 of the Rose and the Thorn kinds of movies. But Love and Oblivion, I will say it is one of the best verticals I've ever watched. I mean,
It is, and that's
it is not even a vertical anymore. It is like a movie in a vertical
correct.
Yeah.
form. That is it.
Yeah, so it
It is
is
so
my
good.
vertical of the
Mine
month.
too, mine too. Same.
And I love the chemistry in there. I just and the chemistry, don't get me wrong, the chemistry was great in Love and Oblivion, but like I said, the chemistry of the month this month, I was going more focusing on things that surprised me and I didn't really expect. Whereas Love and Oblivion, it was great. It was, don't get me wrong, it definitely had
Awesome.
great chemistry. I was kind of going more for unexpected chemistries of the month this time around. But yeah, they would be in the top five or whatever as well. So
Aline, what was your chemistry of the month to get
Same
this
as you,
category finished?
Sheena and Noah on Run to You. Like every Sunday, Run to You, to me, they are the chemistry of the month.
So when we started, Chica said what was her vertical of the month. What was yours to the other ladies?
Love and Oblivion, absolutely, without a doubt.
Okay, second part, Love of Oblivion. The Dahlia, yours?
I'm going to pick Love and Oblivion for a 2026 option, but I am going to do a 2024 pick because it's something that I think has been overlooked. It did not get a lot of love when it came out, and it's Noemi Van Slyke and Rib Hillis, who, if anyone saw my review on The Road Between Us, Rib Hillis is actually such a phenomenal actor. The movie Tainted Love on Candy Jar is something that is completely different than the typical young love. It's a bad boy biker gang, PTSD drama, star-crossed. It's very, very different than you would normally pick up. But that one I'm going to pick as my vertical of the month because Love and Oblivion I know has a lot of votes and it is fantastic. But Tainted Love on Candy Jar is a 2024 vertical, but it definitely needs a resurgence because it is, I mean, it blew me away. Awesome.
I
Aline, yours?
wanna I completely agree first with Dahlia. Like I've seen this one quite a long time ago, and I'm a huge biker romance lover. Like I read a lot of biker romance, and this one is really great for anyone who loves biker romance. I totally recommend it. It's a great one. Otherwise, for this month, I have a top three because it's difficult to find one. I didn't choose Love in Oblivion for the same reason. I knew that other people would mention it, so I chose others. My number one is Swap Bodies with My Secret Crush on My Drama. This one was so fun. Like, young
Is it
adults.
that with Kiki Frex?
No.
Because there were
It's.
lately so many swapped bodies stuff.
Yeah, no, this one is with, let me check the name, Natasha Bodmer and Nate Smith. I didn't know them before. All the cast was new to me, honestly, but they were really good. It's super funny. It's typical vertical, but in a good way. So I really liked it. It was super funny. My number two is My Crush Thinks I'm a Boy and Drama Box with Ben Ubinyas. I don't know how you pronounce it.
Ben
And
Ubina.
yeah,
Ubinas.
and Hell Fletcher. Helly Fletcher. So I really loved this one too. It was super cute, super funny. So it was light, not a lot of violence or whatsoever. So that's good.
Hallie
And
Fletcher was from Cheer Up Baby, right?
yeah, exactly. Yeah. And the number three is The Faking is My Shadow Daddy, even though the title is ridiculous. The vertical is really good. It's on Drama Box as well. It's so good to have finally new genre coming up on
Yes.
verticals. And this one, honestly, the special effects were really, really good.
Really good.
Like when you,
Yeah.
like I remember watching the, like when I started watching Vertical, we had a lot of werewolf stuff already back then, but the special effects were terrible for the werewolf with the gift, like move like this.
Don't tell Ryan. Don't tell Ryan.
Yeah. But you know, like it was ridiculous back then, the special effect, and now it improved so much. And this one, the special effect, we had a lot during the whole stuff, and
Yes.
it was absolutely really well done. So it's super cool. And I know that we're gonna have another Faye stuff soon
Sky
because
is Kira.
Kira is doing one.
Merfolk.
Yeah, Kira is doing one at the moment. And we have also Nicole Maddox in it.
Nicole.
Seems that she's only like a Like one day coming in, so she might not have a big role, but she's in it with Kira, which is amazing because we wanted to see them together. We will. So no, it's really cool to see. Yeah.
You know who else is in that one? I just because I tuned into a live the other day. Jennings Bauer is going to be in that one, and if
Yeah.
anybody can pull off fantasy world in general, including
Yeah.
Faye,
Yeah.
it's Jennings because that's his whole life. Like, I am
Yeah. Yeah.
so excited for that one, and I agree with Aileen. This Faking one was absolutely stunning. With the it felt so cinematic. I literally felt
Yes.
like I was watching like a Lord of the Rings quality
Yeah.
style, you know. I couldn't even call it a vertical anymore because it was so well done. I loved it. Loved it, loved it,
Yeah,
loved it.
and having like Nazar playing the bad guy in it, like
It was
honestly,
too good. Too
everything
good.
was really good in this one. So yeah, it's definitely my number three for this month because I needed to point out that it's good to we ask for more diversity, more genre, more stuff. We finally have something new. It's totally deserve more watch, and it's easy access. It's Drama Box. Many people have Drama Box. So yeah, totally go see it if you haven't yet.
So I'd like to mention that this month we were discussing that there were too many disappointments, but I also got many DMs saying that they were very happy with the new content coming up this month. We started with The Daughter of Zeus, then Faking, Love in Oblivion, Forgive Me, Father. These are all different kind of stories. And so people are happy that for it, I know that, like I said, for every one good one, we had 10 or 15 bad ones, but at least we are starting to go there. So I'm very happy about that.
Yeah.
I want to add another vertical which surprised me a bit because I didn't expect from the female lead that she could nail this role. So I loved Beyond the Sight on Carlos TV with Alexa Reddy and Kyle McKenzie. It was directed by Danny Forber. And this vertical was Alexa is playing a blind
Line.
woman, and we are again back at the stuff how to treat a disability like that in a vertical, and she played it so well, and the whole storyline I really loved, to be honest. And I spoke with Kyle McKenzie about that because I really loved his role. He's also my actor of the month because he did such a great job in this role. It was the first role I saw him where he's not mean, where he's not kind of psychological tricking man. It was a role where he was so nice, caring, and backing men to the female lead. I really enjoyed this vertical. It was so cozy, as you're always saying, Aline. And Danny Farber directed it really great. The quality was really good in the scenes, in the cutting later. Also, the post-production did a great team. So it was on Carlos TV, and it was also, I think, on another platform. But
Shorts wave.
yeah, but Beyond the Sight, Love Beyond Sight was for me my vertical of the month because I really loved the storyline. The cast was good. It was really great directed, so for me that's my vertical of the month. And as I said, Kyle McKenzie was my actor of the month. I will add also the actress of the month, then we can pick these categories together. The actress of the month was, to be honest, also Alexa Reddy for me. I didn't like much roles she played before because I had always the feeling that she's so sometimes so young and childish in roles. I don't know how to explain it. I didn't believe her, the character she was playing before, but this one in Love Beyond Sight was really great from her. So the leads of Love Beyond Sight are my actress and actress of the month because they played it so well together. So, actor, actress of the month. Who wants to go?
I can go.
Yeah.
My actress of the month is Faith Orta. I watched two of her and review one, which was Rooming with the Devil.
Yeah.
I mean, Faith is like, she's always good in everything she's doing. She's really on my top list of actress. I really loved her. Anything she's doing it great. So yeah, she's my actress of the month. And actor, I will butcher his last name, and I'm sorry about that. Mark Schottner. I don't know how
Schöttner,
to
he's
pronounce that.
German.
Yeah, that's why I know I cannot pro I'm terrible at pronouncing German, so I'm
Mark
not even
Schöttner, I'll do it
I'm
for
not
you.
pretend yeah I'm not pretending. But he is my actor of the month. Like, I haven't seen him in many vertical. I think I've seen only three or four vertical with him,
Yeah, he
but I don't
didn't.
think he did that many anyway. But this one, yeah, we mentioned already, this is a very good one, and it's totally different from what I watch usually. So for me, loving it that much is actually surprising. But no, but it's true. Like, I'm
Yeah.
not in the spicy stuff or whatever, and this one is probably the most spicy I've ever seen anyway. But I loved it. Like, honestly, everything was great, and he was absolutely amazing. Like, you are scared of him at some point, you love it then at the end. It's just very, like, great. And I want to add also the supporting role of the month. For me, it would be Molly Anderson in Every Sunday Ran to You.
Oh,
I
yes.
loved her in Haley. It was like, she can do anything. Like, she can play the sweet lead, she can play the drama queen, and Haley was kind of both in the same time.
Yeah, in this vertical, you saw her 5 episodes being mean and the bad sister, and then swap The loving Carrie
Yeah,
sister. What?
that's exactly why I loved
Yeah.
it so much, because like we know that she's great in both sides, drama queen and
Yeah.
sweet role, and
Exactly.
having her doing one role where it's both, just loved it. And yeah, she was really amazing. So I hope that we have seen her more, honestly, but it's okay.
I
But
would
no,
love to
no.
see her so badly in a great rom-com.
Again, yeah, the one she had with Jared back then, like I don't remember the title already, but it was super
We
fun.
are
And
never
I
getting back together. Yeah.
thank you. Yes, this one was amazing, and yeah,
This is
more rom-com for
one of
her.
my top 10. Even after I sold my special services to a billionaire, the title is ridiculous, but it's with Griffin. It was
Yeah.
so cute. It was so cute. You should just watch it. I've already watched these two so many times.
Shika, who's your actor and actress of the month and side role?
Actress, I'll say Tatiana Zlova. She is too good. She's just too good, not just in Love and Oblivion. I thought I saw her in one with Artem Flonder, where she plays a nurse who's kidnapped by the mafia boss. Let me just check the name. Just keep forgetting names. Yeah. There's no escape from the Mafia King's embrace. I mean, the story started off like a sweet contract with the mafia boss that she saves him and then he goes after her. But this was all through mafia. It was very good. And she's too good. I mean, her English is very clear, but I don't have a problem with that MTI. But her English is clear, so it is easier for me to even relate to her more. But she is so good in depicting both sides of emotions. She's never, those mean people are, when people are being mean to you, you become like recluse in that. She's never that. She's never weak. So I like her strong performance. And the other one was from December, but I'll put it now. Lloydie Guidi. She did so well with martial arts, mixed martial arts, in the one on Good Shot. Let me tell you the name. Yeah. Villains Beware, Mommy Punches Hard. So she played this character who has amnesia, and she is a mixed martial artist. So she did her formation so well, and I spoke to her, and she said that she's a dancer. For a dancer to do the mixed martial arts formations, and over there she's playing a strong character, but she's just switched, and she is that. That's the one who has forgotten everything. She's gone back to her childhood. Her brain is going back to that stage where she doesn't know anything. And immediate her muscle reflexes kick in, and she's this fighter again. So she played that very well. These two are my actresses of the month, and actor of the month is Mark Shortner and Nazar Grabar. I just love them both. Nazar Grabar showed us range in one with Good Shot, where he's involved with his cousin, and one in Faking, where he's the villain. So these two are my actors of the month. Side role, I don't even remember as such a specific side role for me this month. Nothing stuck by me for a side role this month.
Caitlin or Dahlia, who wants to go?
Go, Kate.
I have a couple in each category. I agree. Mark is definitely in my actor of the month, but I've kind of been a fan of Mark's for a long time. Ever since I saw his one he did on Real Short, with some like Dr. Baby Daddy something or whatever. I can't remember the exact title. He's definitely one of my actors of the month. But I also want to say that, and I'm trying to see if I can come up with his name. I'm gonna butcher it. Ar Arthur Logney in My Fae King is My Shadow Daddy. He played the shadow or the Fae King in there. I've never seen him before. I'll admit I haven't always been heavy on watching the Ukrainian verticals, but this month, especially after Love and Oblivion, I kind of did a deep dive into them. And I had never seen this actor before, but there was something about his performance. And at first I was thinking it's because he has these crystal blue eyes and that's what's totally captivating me. But there was something else in the way he portrayed the Fae King that just kind of drew me in, and the way he was able to give a very subtle yet slow burn kind of romance yet protectiveness to his character. It was, in my opinion, phenomenal. So I think those two would definitely be my actually I'll add in a third. I have to say Felix Mirbach. I don't know if anybody else has seen Taming the Mad King, but he brought the touch of crazy that he had in Game of Choice and then added in a nice sort of vulnerable, emotionally traumatized character and married the two really, really well in his character. I absolutely loved it. And the ending, one of the ending scenes where they do a Russian roulette type scene, just still to this day sticks out in my head. It was such a, like, I was holding my breath literally during that entire scene because they both played it really well, but Felix blew it out of the water. So those are my three actors. On the flip side of that, Kayla Brady is going to be one of my actresses of the month. Not only for that, but for her, it's so many this month.
She dropped a lot of shows this month, I had the
She did.
feeling.
Her and Tess dropped. Healing Touch is the other one for Kayla. So her and Tess are my top two. Granted, they dropped more than a lot of the other actors and actresses, but the quality of the performances and of the verticals that they did drop was just, I feel, at a higher level than a lot of the other ones that are out there. Kayla for her two, and then Tess for her two. But I will say this. I am a little bit with Aileen. Aileen, you're not alone. I liked Forgive Me, Father, but I didn't love it. I really struggled in my head because I do write down notes. Even if I don't publish the reviews, I still have a notebook where I write reviews. And Forgive Me, Father did not even make it into the 9.0 category for me.
I
And
haven't seen
I.
it yet.
So I feel if it's a really weird feeling to see everybody else totally loving something and you go, I don't know that I loved it really much. But at the same time, I think that also gives into the fact that, or gives to the speaks to the fact that we're not all the same. We're not all going to like the same things, and that's I think that's why verticals still, even though there's out, there's people asking for the more sweetheart verticals, and that may be the loudest cry right now. I think that's why we aren't seeing everything shift totally to the end. I think the industry recognizes that there's a spectrum of likes. Obviously that's no excuses for crossing the unforgivable lines, like I said, but at the same time, that's I think the beauty of verticals is they're so diverse. So sorry, ADHD took over. They got off on a tangent. For supporting role, I have to go with Nezar for his Fae King one because it was so fun not only to watch him play a villain, but the kind of villain he gave was a very it wasn't cruel. He was almost taunting, like a little kid, a teenage boy just messing around with like the jokester type attitude and the games, but it was also a little bit psychological, and yes, it was devious. It was really, really fun to watch him play in a supporting role with such a quirky villain, actually. So he's my supporting role for the month for sure.
And Dahlia, yours?
So it's no surprise how much I like Mark Vega, but I'm gonna leave him aside as that was my vertical of the month, and I'm gonna name other people. Very, very different type verticals. We've been asking for different, and his holy obsession on drama pops. Maxim Samchik played Father Christopher. It's a very savior complex, taboo, guilt. It really was not romance at all. He played the role of a very guilty ex-gang member who turned priest very well. I mean, it was riveting how he played it. And Ben Armstrong as Phoenix Walker on The Words on Real Short. It was a very different role for him. Obviously, Ben played very different roles this month. He had a really different type roles from just the regular lovey-dovey, and I think that he really excelled in this role. For females, Alexandra Pankova as Lisa on His Holy Obsession. She's the one that Father Christopher takes off the streets, and she's a rebel. And she tries to buck the system, but in the end, he's trying to save her. And it's a very weird arc. I'm going back to the Forgive Me, Father. Some have issues with it because of the different. Was it Catholic? Was it Baptist? Was it Methodist? It kind of was out there a little bit, and those were a little bit of the notes that I made on my review, where His Holy Obsession is definitely that, old school Roman Catholic, very straight, but Alexandra brings a little bit of humor to it, but she still really like bucks the system. It was very well done on Drama Pops and on Maxim and Alexandra's part. They were fantastic. And Autumn Noel on The Words, she was blow me away great. Autumn Noel, when she gets into those serious roles, is fantastic. As far as side roles, I'm gonna name Cosette in Sorority Heiress Takes Her Throne on Flare Flow.
You mean Cosette Hatch or what?
Cosette Hatch, because she plays Mean Girl Queen like no other. And it's great to see Cosette come back. She was gone for a long time and, taking some roles that you would think, like, all right, come on, where's your mojo? Because I loved Cosette for so long. And to see her come back in this mean girl role was just so awesome. And her and Talia together, as rivals, was great. It was great. And then I've got to mention Megan. Hello, Megan Johnson on Forgive
Yeah.
Me, Father. You can say whatever you want,
I
but
haven't
that
seen
was
it,
great.
but to be
It was
honest,
cute. She
I
did really well.
love
It
to
was
see
cute.
that the audience sneaks into the verticals.
It was cute.
Yeah.
She actually pulled it off really well, I have to say. It was
Yes,
really
it was
adorable.
fun. It's that's always fun. That's always fun to see.
So if we do a total recap of January, were you satisfied with the vertical world or the vertical drops, or what would be your resume in total for January?
I think Chica was kind of hinting at it before, but we may have had more kind of not so great verticals, comparatively to good verticals, but the good verticals we have were just so good. They
Oh,
were at a
thank you.
higher quality level than the good verticals a couple months ago. So I think for me anyways, the select group of, I'd say there's at least six to eight that I would say just kind of blew me out of the water and kind of helped to negate some of those not so great verticals. So I still think January was a decent year. There just was a little bit more crap to dig wade through to get to the really awesome
Yeah.
verticals.
And we marked the milestone that Caitlin didn't finish her first one.
Right? It blew me out of the water, but at the same time, I'm really glad that the discussion it was able to prompt the fact that it was able to make an impact, not just with prompting discussions, but like I said, the amount of people that declined to watch it because of what I pointed out was in the vertical, I think was huge, because that is what we've always been told is going to speak to the apps, is when viewership is down, then that's when they decide to move away from whatever. So that I was really grateful that it was helpful and twofold that I did not finish the very on the very first vertical. So
I'd say out of 64 verticals that I watched, 30% of them were on my above average scale.
okay,
So,
that's not bad.
as far as quantity that I watched, yes, I tend to watch on the higher quantity because of the situation of my travel. But if you can get, 30, 35% of them on the higher than
Yeah,
average
that's good.
scale,
That's
I
good.
still think that the month is a win. I can, if I can, rate them and tell people of a few gold stars that they can watch, it's still a good month. But yes, there the genre changes and being able to get a different type of story, Shiga is absolutely correct that we hit it out of they hit it out of the water when it comes
And
to
let's to be honest, we all know there was shot a new pirate vertical in January, so there is new genre coming.
hopefully
Yes.
two out there, yeah. There's
Yeah,
two
so
out
we are
there.
waiting for
It's
two
a race.
definitely two pirate verticals
And
for
one
a new
fairy.
genre.
One new
So
fae, not fairy,
a new
fae.
Fae one, yeah.
New favorite.
I saw the latest BTS I saw from shootings. It was also, I saw Lucas Silva filmed in China, a time capsule vertical lately. So hopefully we will
And more
start.
new genres coming.
I'm still waiting for my Western one. I want to see a Western.
Oh, you never know.
I did hear Jackson talking about something about possibly doing a Western one
Western.
too. So,
I think
yeah.
he said
So,
that he is doing
I'm
Western.
still waiting. Tracy Ann told me in the recording that they were shooting, not her in it. She heard it from colleagues that they shot a musical vertical.
They did.
Yeah. So,
Scott Brown
yeah.
announced it. Scott
Yeah.
Brown from Second Rodeo announced it.
But it's not
Yes.
out yet, isn't it?
No, not yet.
So,
I have some news for Caitlin regarding the musical. Luke is coming in a musical vertical on Real Shot. I am not sure whether he's
Luke
in it or not, but
Stalfat or what?
Yes. And
Oh, apropos Real Short, I want to add something. I was so happy to see that Richard Jara is not anymore exclusive
Yes,
for Real
he has
Short,
got shot.
that he kicked this contract and he's shooting for Good Short at the moment.
Congratulations!
Congratulations!
You're
I
free.
wrote him that we are all so happy that he's not anymore exclusive on Real Short, and we are so looking forward for this
Yes.
kind of shows.
Yeah, when I saw him on Good Short, I shared to everyone, he's free!
So shout
I hope
out on
next is
Richard
not
Jara.
permanent.
We are all happy that you're not longer any exclusive with Real Short. We are so craving for new shows on different platforms, and I'm still hoping that was what I told him in the recording, because he said he want to shoot in Europe so badly, and I said as long as you're exclusive with Real Short, you won't be able to shoot in Europe, in Istanbul, Lithuania, somewhere else. So there is still hope that we will see this year some great new shows with him in it. I'm really looking forward to that, and that was a really good news that he's no longer exclusive with Real Short. Mark Herman would this also fit very well, to be
I hope
honest.
he's next.
Yeah, fingers
And Luke
crossed.
Stafford also, like all the exclusive Real Short anyway, all of them.
Yeah, makes sense. But so the first one dropped. Let's keep the hopes up that the others will also. Yeah. What are you looking forward in the next month in February?
I'm hoping
There.
the streak continues. I'll tell you euphemism. It's like you are going through the mud to pluck the lotus. So January was that for me. I hope we find the lotus in February, finally. So I hope it's better.
There's a good chance, I think, isn't it?
Yes, so there's always a chance. There's always a chance. I'm looking forward to the pirates for sure, for sure. I'm looking forward to both pirates getting, having success. Beyond Crimson Sails will get distribution and we will have it as well. Good vibes out there for them. Julie, we're all waiting anxiously. Musical, I mean, that really it's endless. Western, let's put it all out there
What's
into the
already
universe.
missed, all still missing is comedy.
Comedy. Comedy, I feel like it needs to be a little bit more physical comedy, because lines
Slapstick.
don't necessarily land the same when you have to do voiceovers. I was speaking to somebody, like a script writer, about it. When you have to do voiceovers, it's a little bit more difficult to land the lines. But if it's physical comedy, you can do it. So you really have to have the right actors to do the physical comedy. You have to think like a Bill Murray or
Jim
Robin Williams
Carrey.
used to do really physical comedy. So we have the actors that can do it. I mean, there's plenty of actors that can do physical comedy. It's just a matter of finding the right script, I think.
Yeah, and I think the script has to be written in the Western. It doesn't work with the Easter humor translated.
The Eastern
Because it's
humor.
not the
Let's
same
do that.
humor.
Let's see what Eastern humor.
I
Well,
spoke.
I recently read an article that was talking about micro dramas and stuff like that. And I wish I could remember where I saw the article, but it talked about why we see verticals being more dramatic and not the comedic. And it all comes down again to marketing, to selling. They find that the dramatic ones get more viewers, are more marketable overall in various areas of the world as opposed to comedy, because let's face it, comedy is very, very regional if you think about it.
It is.
You know, I mean, something that, for example, that might be funny here in New York might not even be funny out in LA, you know, and vice versa. I mean, things that are funny in Florida are not funny out in Washington State or something like
Except
that.
falling
So.
iguanas. Falling iguanas are funny everywhere. I will tell you, it is below zero. It is below 0 Celsius in Florida, and iguanas cannot handle that. And they fall from the trees. They do. It is a thing. It is a thing. It is a thing. I have
it's
pictures to prove it. It is a thing. I do have one thing that I'm not sure who I have told. Something that I learned on my last trip to LA. I was speaking to a producer, and she was someone that had Eastern influence as well as Western influence. And I asked her straight up, I said, what is with the violence? What is with the violence in the Eastern, on the Eastern verticals? And I said, with the respect that Chinese culture has for family and for, mother, father, I mean, there's such a respect for family. Why all of the violence? And she answered me honestly. She said, it's catharsis because as bad as their lives are, it's not as bad as that. And I realized that it's the Shameless effect. If anybody remembers watching the show Shameless, as bad as their lives were, it wasn't Shameless. It wasn't Frank. That family had so many things go wrong with it and so many low points in their life. A lot of people watched it because it wasn't their life. You know what I mean? So if you put it into that perspective, I'm not saying it's right. And for Western cultures, it is not ever going to be accepted. But if you can put it into your mind that that's kind of why it's accepted, because it's the Shameless effect, it's almost a catharsis that it is not their life. It makes them feel better because it's as bad as my life is, it's not that. It might give us a little bit better understanding as to why they watch it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I
I
want
again,
to.
I'm not justifying it. But I seriously asked the question because I couldn't understand why it was so popular.
I want to add, I recorded an episode with Jean and Tiffany. They are running the Talk Drama to Me podcast, and Jean is from South Korea. And we spoke in our episode about these intercultural differences between K-dramas, C-dramas, and the Western verticals. And this episode will drop on the 21st of February. So it was really interesting to talk to her and to to check what makes the difference in these cultures, and how does this culture affect the vertical storylines which drop over from China and stuff like that. So I think I wanna add this additional at the end of this episode. This would be a really great episode to understand a bit more the cultural differences between Eastern and Western, and what that means for the verticals who dropped from China over to the Western side. So you should miss it. It will drop on the 21st of February, because then it's the New Year's Day in the Eastern side, and we celebrate it with the intercultural podcast episode here.
Yeah,
So
it never will translate, obviously, to us,
yeah.
but for the Western culture that did watch a show like a Shameless, it would
Yes.
give us a little bit better understanding as to why it is so popular in the East.
Yeah,
But I
exactly.
think also we don't watch Vertical for the same reason. Like
Correct.
in general,
Correct.
like I when I was living in Thailand, like the drama that the normal horizontal drama were already vertical coded back then. It was always coded this way, and it works for many, 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 many years. It's
Yeah,
not
I was
new to
coming to
them,
that.
so they keep the same format because it already works. Where for us, it's completely new kind of genre that we don't like. So that's why we watch it for escapism, for fun, for stuff. It's completely different, but that makes sense. I mean, of course, when we have different culture, and again, for them, the dramas in general, the horizontal drama, were already like that, and it worked already like that. So why change the recipe for them? If it works, it works. But of course, when you want to put someone like you want to translate something in another language, whatever, you need to adapt. And that's why sometimes you can see some movie that are originally from Europe or from the US, and they try to make remake, they make changes. We had some movies that were made in France that were we have a remake now in the US. If you check both version, you will see the cultural difference in it. It's the same story, but you will have to change a little bit to adapt to the US market, which makes total sense. But I think Vertical, maybe because it grew also super fast, they didn't have time to adapt to the Western culture right away. So they were like, okay, we're gonna just try what works with us and let's go with it.
Yeah.
And it blew up way more than probably they expected themselves. And then they had to adapt. And now that we have a little bit, like, it's not new anymore. It's still new, but it's not that new anymore. Then we try to see, okay, we like this, but maybe we want something different. And we see the changes with the new apps and everything. So I think it just
Exactly.
happened too fast.
It's a
Which is
matter of
why
time.
now they have US divisions for Drama Box and US divisions for Real Short and US divisions because they understand that they're going to have to adapt. Because now that we have US options, the Chinese options aren't necessarily going to be what we as Americans will pick first because we
Yeah,
have the disposable
absolutely.
income and where we spend our money. And I don't mean to exclude Michaela and Sheikah. Don't think that I mean
No, of
not what
course
we.
not.
I'm talking about income in general, where we all as consumers spend our income, all of a sudden has to be looked at Eastern versus Western. And if the Eastern mentality, that storyline doesn't shift, our money will go elsewhere because there will be options.
Absolutely.
Yeah, building on Aileen and Dahlia, that is what I was going to say, that in Southeast Asia and Asia in general, daily soaps are a big part of entertainment. So the daily soaps are already built on these formats, like misunderstandings. They're taking years to beat each other. They don't know what is happening. Some violence and family drama, politics, family politics. So they have just used the same mold to create verticals, but and it has gotten to a point of no return now because the violence has gotten too much. And the toxicity has even crossed what daily soaps are showing. Daily soaps are not allowed because they are guided by a system where they are not allowed to show beyond a certain point. But verticals are unhinged, so they just show whatever they want. They just go to the lowest levels of imagination of toxicity. But now it is the time to evolve. If you don't evolve now, you will be left out. Someone
Yep.
else will do what you're not doing.
Yep.
But also
100%.
one last thing I would like to say. I still watch sometimes Asian drama, mainly Japanese, Thai or Korean. And when I watch that those drama, horizontal one, I'm not talking about vertical here, but horizontal one, I'm not surprised by that kind of storyline or that stuff because I know that there is the normal entertainment stuff, so it doesn't really bother me, and I actually really enjoyed it. Like I watched so many Thai drama that are way more crazy than what we can see in verticals, and I loved it this way because I know that it's made for Thai market and it works there. But if you take exactly the same story and you put French actor doing this, it doesn't work at all because. If like it, that's why for now I haven't seen any good French. There are some French vertical out there. I didn't like any of them. I'm not gonna enter detail because no, but I didn't like it. And the thing is, they try to do exactly the same, but in French. But as a French person, I know that it's not even fun or whatever. It's just cringe, and it doesn't translate. I love it when it's in English, when it's from the US market, or when it's in Thailand. I love those, but you do exactly the same in French, and I will be like, no way. And all my friends are the same. We are like, this is not what we want to see. We want to see vertical in French, but you will need to make it kind of not possible because it's never realistic stories anyway.
Yes.
But you still need to find a way to make it match what could be acceptable in French. And for now, no one did it properly. So that's why I'm like, it's when I watch it in Thai, no problem. You do it in English, like for the US market, I will not watch it. So you can do the same story, but again, kind of adapt. And one example that worked for horizontal stuff is Hana Yori Dango, they did a vertical with it, Taming My Bullies on Real Short. This is a Japanese manga at first that was released like in the 90s. And then we had some dramas. First, a Japanese drama in 2005. And then you had Korean, Chinese. You had a Thai version a few years ago. Now the vertical version. This is exactly the same story, but every time they adapt to the country where they are doing it and to the right moment. Like in 2005, we didn't have social media, whatever. So when they released the Japanese version, you had no social media involved, anything. The Thai version was released, I think, 2020, if I remember correctly. They did include social media in it because it was matching the time, and they also matched the Thai culture and how Thai would do it. And that's why it worked so well. And Taming the My Bullies that they adapted for verticals, I think was a good adaptation because again, you have like the typical stuff that we have on the original story that we love, because I'm a huge fan of this story. And I was a little bit scared about the vertical of this, but they were able to still adapt it in a good way. Of course, it's still unhinged and crazy because it's vertical and it works, but they made it in a like intelligent way, smart way. So this is what I would like to see more. I don't mind having the Chinese stories bring it here, but just try to adapt a little bit more. Keep the vibe, let's say, adapt a little bit more. It will work. We have example that makes it works. You can do it. I don't ask to change everything. Of course not. Otherwise, it's not vertical anymore. But just, yeah, keep in mind that you need to adapt a little bit more, and that will be perfect.
So we will see what February brings up. I think there is great new stuff in the pipelines, which will drop. And I think we can close this January recap and look forward to the next 11 month in this year in the vertical space. And I want to say thank you, ladies, again for this great monthly recap. And I wish you all the best for February. I'm not sure if there will be some rom-com lovey-dovey style because of the Valentine's Day who's coming up. I don't know. Aline is still hoping for
I'm
more
sure there will
cozy
be
lovey-dovey
plenty.
stuff.
This is my hope. This is my month. Please.
Okay, fingers crossed for Aline
This
to
is
get
Elise's month.
more
This is it.
lovey-doveys.
I want to
This will carry her through the year.
it. Yes.
Hopefully, I really hope so, because otherwise I will be so disappointed. So please.
Yeah, hopefully there will not be so many shitty lovey-dovey verticals like with the Christmas verticals, you know, called like a Christmas verticals and then only a Christmas tree in the
No
picture.
Valentine clickbait. I will
Yeah.
really, really be
We
pissed off.
will see what we have in 4 weeks to talk about. So, lady, thank you very much. I enjoyed it as usual, and I wish you all the best for February. And thanks for talking to me. Bye.
Bye,
Thanks for having
Michaela.
me. Bye.
This is a wrap on this episode, and I hope you tune in again.